Welcome in, a little emergency edition of that SEC podcast. Damn you, Chris Lowe, for making me work this early in the morning. Anybody that missed it, the permanent opponents in the SEC, which they are set to reveal Tuesday night on the SEC Network, may want to move that up to Monday night, guys, because this has been leaked to the by the great Chris Lowe of On3. And I was sitting there thinking, well, should I do a live show? Excuse me. I literally just woke up. I hadn't even finished my morning coffee. And I'm seeing all these reporters saying, yep, confirm this, confirm that. Every team is seemingly, oh, at least the reporters have confirmed the list. So without further ado, if you haven't seen it already, let's throw it up there and let's talk about it. Boom. Again, this is all via Chris Lowe. So if it's wrong, don't yell at me. But these are the permanent opponents when the SEC goes to a nine-game conference schedule in 2026. Now, here's a little caveat. They are going, this is not forever. This is for the next 4 years. So every 4 years, they're going to take this into consideration, and they may shuffle these teams around. But for Alabama, permanent, of course, got to keep Auburn, Tennessee, keeping the third Saturday in October, and then you get Mississippi State as your third opponent. Arkansas, you get to keep the great Missouri game that you hate, but everybody else, I love that game. Texas, of course, you get your Texas, and LSU, so hey, they threw Arkansas a bone. They wanted that LSU game. There you go. You got it. The Golden Boot stays annual. Auburn, Alabama, of course, Georgia, of course, and then Vanderbilt. So they tried to do them a favor there by swinging them the Commodores. Of course, they can't beat the Commodores either these days. All right, how about Florida? We get Georgia, of course, South Carolina. Love to see that game on the schedule. And Kentucky, there you go, Napier. Not that you're going to be around to play this, but that would be a benefit to you if you're still around. Georgia, keeping Auburn, of course, keeping Florida, of course, and then South Carolina. I love that because that we should never have gone these 2 years without South Carolina playing Florida and Georgia, in my opinion. Kentucky, we get Florida, we get Tennessee, and we get South Carolina. So a little very heavy SEC East battles there. I actually like that even for Kentucky. LSU, Arkansas, we talked about. Ole Miss, keeping that great game. And Texas, A&M. There was some concern that game would not be on there, but good to see that for LSU. Mississippi State, you keep the Egg Bowl, of course. Ole Miss, Vanderbilt, and Alabama. They didn't want Alabama. They got Alabama. Missouri, you get Arkansas, your hated rival, A&M. A&M, that's weird. Okay. And then Oklahoma, an emerging rivalry in the Southeastern Conference. I like that. Oklahoma, you get Missouri. Ole Miss, that's weird as hell. And, of course, you keep Texas. So a little wonky there for Oklahoma, but it's better than Florida, which, you know, Florida, Oklahoma, that never really made sense, and that was a popular one being floated out there. All right, Ole Miss, you keep Mississippi State, of course. You get LSU, and you get Oklahoma. Ooh, a little murderer's row there for Ole Miss. How about South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Kentucky? SEC East strong, I like that. Tennessee, you get Bama, Kentucky, and Vanderbilt. Ooh, Tennessee coming out a winner this thing. Cousin Shane will be happy. Texas, you get A&M, you get Arkansas, and you get Oklahoma. I like that for Texas. A&M, you get LSU, Mizzou, and Texas. So that's pretty cool. And then Vanderbilt, last but not least, Auburn, Tennessee, Mississippi State. Those are your permanent opponents for the next 4 years in the SEC, according to Chris Lowe of On3. How are we feeling about that? How are we feeling? Shout out Chase Moore. Appreciate you. Interesting. Getting A&M. Wonder what they think about that matchup. Didn't know that was in consideration. Same schedule as Texas. MIZ. Yeah, that is odd, isn't it? That's kind of the biggest outlier to me. Of course, they used to play each other in the Big 12. So there's some history there. And you played them last year. You're going to play them this year. So playing them the next 4 years, you know, maybe Missouri's always been searching for that true rivalry in the SEC, and I'm not suggesting it's necessarily going to be A&M, but who knows? Maybe they build a little something here. If Missouri can beat them this year, and A&M just keeps going back and forth. That's how you get a rivalry going, so something to think about. Dun, 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 dun. The hits keep coming. in Austin getting Bama in Georgia. No. No, they don't. No, you. How dare you? According to Chris Lowe, Texas is getting Auburn, or excuse me, A&M, Arkansas, and Oklahoma. So, I think old Hobby is just, I think he's just trolling. Oh, these trolling ass Sooners. I love it. Okay. Anything else here? I mean, reactions to this is pretty cool. Michael Riley, did they screw us again? I think if you're Florida, you're pretty happy. You get to keep Georgia and then South Carolina and Kentucky, two programs you should be more, not that you are right now, but two programs historically you're more dominant over. If I'm a Florida fan, I like it. I would not be upset if I'm a Florida fan with these three, even though you got to play Georgia, which why would you not? You can't run for them. You know what? Mississippi State, Cameron, Hail State. State's got Vandy as a permanent. Pretty weird. Yeah, it's a little weird, but again, they so what they wanted to do is they wanted rivalries, they wanted geography, and they wanted competitiveness. So I know Vanderbilt's good now. I know Mississippi State's on the rise now, but historically, those are two downtrodden programs in the Southeastern Conference. So putting them together, I think that's how they fit that jigsaw puzzle together, if that makes sense. Is anyone pissed at theirs? I'm just kind of curious. Anything pissed at theirs? Arkansas and A&M got shafted. I don't know. I don't know how Arkansas got shafted. They really wanted LSU. They really wanted Texas. And then Missouri is, that's become an annual game and one that's gone back and forth. I think that's a great one for Arkansas. I don't know. I mean, Ole Miss, maybe you would have preferred over Missouri, but I don't know. I think I'd rather keep that Missouri game than Ole Miss, personally. A&M got shafted. How'd A&M get shafted? Maybe just the Missouri game. I mean, they got LSU. They got Texas. You can't get everything you want, Pooh Bear. There's 16 in here. We got to try to keep happy. So, Hobby Sooner, he likes what the Sooners got. There you go. There you go. Sooners like everything right now because it's Boomer Sooner time. They're 4-0. They're kicking ass. They're excited about everything. JD says, give us LSU or Georgia instead of Mississippi State. Oh, man. Alabama fans signing up for Auburn, Tennessee, and Georgia? I don't think they really would. Besides, you'll see them in the SEC championship. You'll get them. Yeah, Jamal says, Florida got a break here. So here we go. Official turnover trash can. Vols came out easy. Yeah, I think that's true. But I also think, now here's a hot take. Nobody's getting on board with this yet. I don't think it really matters. I truly don't think it matters. Like, yes, looking at this, I think Tennessee on paper got the best setup you could possibly get, getting Bama, getting Vanderbilt, and what was the other one? Kentucky. Yeah, on paper, that's the easiest one. Got it. There's no disagreement there. But what does that do? Now, because you're not getting, because those are your annuals, then they're going to throw you and be like, okay, well, Tennessee, you get Georgia, Oklahoma, A&M, and then South Carolina and Ole Miss. And you're like, well, Jesus, how in the hell are we going to beat all these teams? Well, it's because you got Vanderbilt, Kentucky as your permanents. And then, well, what about the other years? Okay, well, the other years, you're getting Missouri, you're getting Texas, you're getting Auburn, who's on the rise. You know, I think the other six are going to weigh the other three. I mean, it all balances out, in my opinion. I really do think that. Now, I get why we're getting all excited about the three, but Arlen says this is a possible leak, not necessarily the final list. That is true, but I have literally, again, Chris Lowe's, he's very reputable. He doesn't just throw shit out there. And then I've seen so many, like Gabe over at Power Mizzou, he's like, yep, I've double checked. These are correct for Missouri. I've seen like seven SEC beat writers do that. So when I saw six or seven doing them, I was like, okay, I guess this is the list because either they're all being lied to because they don't want to, because they're trying to get ratings up for Tuesday night SEC network show. I don't think so. I don't think they give a shit. I think they're just doing their job. So I think this is the final list here. I really do. So things can change. But, yeah, that's why it says per Chris Lowe. So, cannot confirm that this is final, but I think this is the list for good. So again, if you're coming in here late, here's your team. Here's everybody's list. And I think they got it for the most part. I think they got that pretty good. I think they got it pretty good here. Not many. Again, the weirdest one is maybe Missouri and A&M. But if we can go from like one screw up, maybe then I like it. We need Caleb. They wanted South Carolina, Missouri. I mean, is that really that great of a game? I mean, it's a fun game. You'll get it every other year. That's the beauty of this format, the schedule. Yeah, there'll be years you don't get it, but there won't be 7-8 years like we currently have it, which is ridiculous. Fall for Life says, what the hell? We need Tennessee-Florida rivalry every year. I think that Kentucky one is just so much more valuable. So all the coal miners, man, you can't make your coal miners jokes if you ain't playing Kentucky every year. We would all rather play Kentucky than Florida. Don't kid yourself. Just like we ain't kidding ourselves about who's the best damn cousin out there. And it's JR. The legend's back, even for a little mid-morning show. Shout out, JR. I'm going to play you your jingle while I look up who you donated to. We appreciate you, brother.
Legend, cousin JR has done it again.
Shout out, JR. He gifted to T.A. Irvin. T.A., welcome to the family. Courtesy, JR. I'm going to throw this up. I like just because I feel like people are maybe coming in here. They don't know who they're playing. This is the list. According to Chris Lowe of On3, and pretty sure this is the final list because other media people are confirming that the three on listed are the three that they have been told. So, are we sure Kentucky's worse than Florida? that's a fair question. But yes, I am fairly certain of that. I think Kentucky's the worst, but Florida's not far off. So that is a fair question to ask at this point in time. Shit, after this weekend, maybe OU Auburn every year. I don't know about that, but I get it. Bad blood. That's what it's like being in this great conference. Here's the thing, and it's hilarious because I'm seeing a lot of Oklahoma people. They're like up in arms, like how could what's wrong with these Auburn people? Even though I see Oklahoma people do this shit all day long when their team loses as well. I mean, we all do it, right? So this is not to pick at Oklahoma fans, but they're sitting here like, oh, we got a rivalry going with Auburn. Well, welcome to the Southeastern Conference. You're going to be doing this 4 times a year for the next 25 years. I mean, there's going to be close games, and the fans are going to hate you, and they're going to call you cheaters and this, that, and the other. And guess what? You're going to turn around and do the same damn thing to them. Again, this ain't Big 12 where you got 2 games you got to get up for. This is the SEC where you got about 8 you got to get up for annually. And you pass the first test, you got 7 more coming. So, I mean, it is what it is. But I do enjoy the banter with all the Oklahoma and Auburn people. And believe me, if Alabama beats you by some controversial bullshit, they've beaten about all of us in that fashion, your time is coming. You're going to be up in arms too. Trust me. Just ask Steven up. He knows. That's why he's gifting, because he knows it's coming.
Joining SE.
Oh, wait. Wrong. Steven up. Play, damn you. I'm going to look it up. Who's Steven? My little soundboard is broken, apparently. Shout out Steven up.
Always showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Steven up. Roll Tide.
Oh, and just to get this going, Steven up with these 9 game, the 3 permanents and the 9 game schedule, he is blessed. Hennessy Vol. Hennessy, welcome to the family, courtesy of Steven up. Oh, he's showing no bad blood. He's feeling confident that Alabama's going to whoop Tennessee's ass in Tuscaloosa. I'm just telling you. He hasn't typed that, but I'm just telling you. I'm reading his mind right now. That's what he's thinking right now. Hennessy, of all people, thank you. bad. Okay. We got Jack. Appreciate you, Jack. Was really hoping Mizzou could sneak a Vandy guarantee. An easy game, more often than not this year, for damn sure, with Pavia. But who knows? Pavia may just keep coming back. I don't think so, but he's already said he's not, but he could change his mind. Everyone, this is America. You reserve the right to change your opinion. So Missouri, Arkansas, A&M, Oklahoma. I think that's a pretty good three. I really do. Nothing to bitch about there. Sooner fan, Oklahoma, Ole Miss. How does that make sense? It makes no sense. That's another one that's kind of out there. But again, that's better, I think, than Florida, which was long rumored. Oklahoma, Florida never made sense to me. At least somewhat geography that makes sense. They've played each other last year. You're going to play each other this year. So to keep that the next four, Lane Kiffin versus Brent Venables. To me, that if you don't hate Lane Kiffin now, again, remember what, rewind this about 5 minutes ago when I was talking shit to Sooner fans. if you don't hate Lane Kiffin now, just play him five more times. You're going to hate his ass by whatever year that is, 2030. You will despise his ass, and yeah, it'll be a rivalry by then. Trust me, if Kiffin stays that long, which is every year, they got to worry about him leaving. But you may not hate Ole Miss now, but you're gonna hate him here in a couple years. I guarantee it. So, John Gruden to Arkansas? I don't think so. I'll talk about it though. I'll talk about it till no end, till they hire. You know, Alex Golish or John Sumrall, that's what they're going to do. But they're going to gaslight lamp all you guys. I think you can get John Gruden. I've seen it before. I've seen it for about three Tennessee coaching staffs or hires where we wanted John Gruden, they give us Pruitt. Wanted John Gruden, they give us Butch. You know, it's that's what's going to happen. I hate to inform you, but I'm looking ahead. I got my crystal ball over here. Auburn got screwed. You talking about against Oklahoma? Come on, Alabama, Georgia, and Vanderbilt. How's that screwed? Those are your two of the best rivalries in all of sports. And then they give you Vanderbilt to throw it on the side. I think that's fair. I think that's more than fair. I mean, maybe you don't have rivalries then. You just want to play weak-ass teams, you can join the Big 12 or something, you know? But this is the SEC. Ha, 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 Arkansas. You swapped Iron Bowl with Tennessee. Vol for life. If Kiffin goes to Florida, I don't want that every year. See, I'm looking out for you is all I'm doing. How about Kurt Signetti to Florida? I don't think I want that guy in the SEC. He'll try to buy his way out of all these conference games. He is not a fan of playing tough competition. I truly don't think. Does Lane go to Florida? John Gruden to Ole Miss. No, John Gruden. John Gruden's not taking any of these SEC teams. I hate to break it to you, except maybe Kentucky. But even then, I would say highly, highly unlikely. So, Tim knows. Tim's an insider down there. He'll tell you what's up. I think they would probably get someone maybe like John Sumrall or something. Jax has no reason for Kiffin to leave. That's true. He's had no reason to leave other jobs, and he left it, though. You know what I mean? So, I do love the fact that Ole Miss fans have to squirm every year for several months about where their coach is going to be. Brayden, how long are you giving Pittman? Well, maybe you missed last night's show. He's got a clause in his contract where he needs to lose four more games, and then we can fire him and save $3 million. So I'm giving him till he loses four more games, which is bound to happen, maybe the next four. But if not, you know, it'll be November 29th, maybe as soon as he's walking off the field for Missouri or something. We'll get him out of here. Big fan, Sam. I don't want you to lose your job, but I think you lost it yourself on Saturday against Old Memphis. So that's where that's at. Dabo and Gundy will be available. Who the hell would want them, though? I think Dabo would. I mean, I wouldn't hire him, but I think a lot of these programs would in the Southeastern Conference. You could do a hell of a lot worse than Dabo. You could do a lot better too, though, based on how things are going in old Clemson. So I don't know. When he leaves Clemson, I think he's done. Remember, he said he'd quit when they started paying the players. He still hasn't quit or whatever. But that day is probably coming within the next couple of years, if I had to guess. Sark to prison, peeping tone. uh, That's true. I mean, think about it. Think about it. Dan Mullen, Arkansas. That'd be a good hire. I know. I never got the Dan Mullen hate. He's the best coach in Mississippi State history, in my opinion. And he did a good job at Florida. I think he had eyes for the NFL, and he got tired of recruiting. But it's different. It's a little bit different now with NIL. You don't have to be a big-time recruiter. You just got to open up that pocketbook. And Arkansas's got big boosters that they could get behind. If they hired a coach like Dan Mullen, I think they would possibly open up, get him a quarterback. I'm just saying, Dan Mullen, he could do a, he's better than half the coaches in the SEC, I think. Carl says, Drink just now built a good program. He's not going anywhere. We'll see. We will see. I heard, interestingly enough, I heard that about Dan Mullen literally every year at Mississippi State. And he tried to get out every year till he got one. What about Gus to Arkansas? Maybe 10 years ago. He's not a head coaching candidate. When you leave Central Florida to be an offensive coordinator, you can't be coming back to the SEC as a head coach. Maybe as an offensive coordinator, we take him at Arkansas, but that's about it. Gruden and Gus. How about that at Arkansas? All right. Anything else here, man? I'm fired up. How mad is the SEC though? Chris Lowe for putting this out there. Now no one's gonna watch your show. Mm-mm-mm. Anybody that missed it, maybe you came in here late. One more time. Here's a roundup per Chris Lowe of On Three. Here's the three permanent opponents for each SEC team starting in 2026 when the league expands to a 9-game conference schedule. And something to note here, this is not forever. This is just for 26, 27, 28, and 29. So they're going to do it on a 4-year cycle, and they reserve the right to change these around. So these are the permanent games you're going to be getting starting next season for the next 4 years. And then they will determine, you know, maybe if some of these matchups aren't working, maybe they need to retool it a little bit. They reserve the right to do that. So that's going to be kind of interesting to see. But overall, I think they nailed this. I really do. I know there's like two or three. Look how many damn matchups we got here. And we've got like three that people are like, what the hell? Why is A&M Missouri? Why is Oklahoma Ole Miss? I mean, you simply have to have that when you got 16 times three. You're going to have two or three that look weird. But drink to the NFL. Is he buying tickets? Well, you know, he's not coaching up there. I can't. Is he going to a game? I don't know. But he's not coaching in the NFL. I can guarantee you that. All right, so... anything else? I literally just woke up. You gotta. I don't know. I literally just woke up, and I just wanted to get this news out. We got you covered. Again, we've got another show coming up here in a couple hours, Monday Marler edition, and then Steven Lassen will be on tonight. So we got you all covered. We have more thoughts on this, I'm sure. But until then, we appreciate each and every one of you for hanging out in this little emergency edition of the show. We'll be back in a couple hours. Until then, we'll see you on the next.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.